26 minutes to 10 on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And it's racing through the hour, isn't it, Jim?
I can't believe how quick the show goes, and particularly the quality of this show, Darren. I mean, it's just booming, you know.
The quality of the station as well.
Absolutely.
And that brings us right to how this quality is driven. And we have a great chair lady that drives us all very hard for great outcomes, a great bunch of volunteers and presenters. Good morning, Gillian Schricker. How are you?
I am so happy, the happiest person in any community or any radio station, because I can't believe how the wheels turn in this place, or the world just turns. We have good and we have bad, but we always remember the good. And to see that Spotlight is back with Jim Taggart, oh my goodness. I know I've come to be interviewed on your show and to chat to me, but before we get started, I want to say thank you, Jim, for coming back. We've met many times out this place, you know, but for choosing to come back to Alive 90.5, I'm always emotional, because if I just think of life and how it goes, there is nobody happier than what I am. As a chair lady of Alive 90.5, thank you for giving up your time. I know you're a busy, busy man and you do lots of things, but you've come here not because of Alive 90.5, because I know your love for people. And to bring them in and to chat to them about what life is, throwing them in the dark. And I have a saying here, don't adapt, change the game. And that's exactly what you do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And I don't want this to be a pat each other on the back, but, yeah, you know, it is Alive, and the moment dictates what you say. I'm very fortunate to have teamed up with Darren, and I say that because he has been just absolutely fantastic and supporting for you, and in many ways I have come back because of you, to be able to share with and bring resources and to try and help this wonderful organisation. I was involved for 5 years, and there's a stage in your life where you need to go away, but the great thing about this and friendship is you can always come back, and I'm really great too. Now, we ask the hard questions on our show on Spotlight.
I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay. Here's the hard questions. No. Gillian, you're the chairperson of a fantastic radio station, and it really is. There's lots of great people. I saw Mario outside. He's the show coming after this. A fantastic businessman, fantastic guy. I look at all the other presenters that you have. What are the qualities of a good leader? What do you see as being those qualities that make a good leader?
Jim, you know, I've been involved with Alive 90.5 18 years now. And I never want to be the person that complains or has something to say without getting involved or making the difference.
That's true.
If I'm going to complain, I'm part of the problem. I have to fix it. So I slowly started to get involved with Alive 90.5. And to me, my very first AGM, when I was chosen as chair lady, being the first woman, I went back and said, I told the meeting, I'm going to take it back to basics and I'm going to be a mother as well as a leader. And it's like Mother Duck coming in and bringing the ducks together again. Quack. And to me, that's what made the difference, is bringing everybody together, because we were kind of disjointed at the time for whatever reason may be. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it from my heart first, then my head. And once I got into it, I then had to do the head thing, because, you know, we got to run as a business as well and make sure that things are running, people are happy. And all I wanted, and I remember Darren sitting in that meeting one night, and I saw this face and I'm like, that man looks interested. So I look at the people and I ask the questions, and from my point of view is, if I can be happy, you can be happy. And I can't operate that from my head. That operates from my heart.
Well, Gillian and Darren, if I can just say, in this conversation, you epitomise a saying that I have. Some people, good people and really strong leaders, because there's debate about what a leader is as distinct from a manager, but that's for another day. Good leaders walk towards the challenge, not away.
Amen.
And so what happens is, the fire of that challenge, you need to go to it, not away from it. Because you'll do, and that always resonates and sticks in my mind with regards to it. But that really epitomises what I think of you. You take a challenge on. We know there's a problem. Privately, we know it. Mm-hmm. You address mm-hmm. it and you do that. And I know I've got to say to you on air, there's a lot of people who are just so delighted to have you at the helm. So thank you for taking that challenge on.
Thank you.
You run a business. You have a family. And to do this, and remember, our listeners, this is a community radio station where no one gets paid. It's done for love and to help and to generate a whole range of things. We say thank you, Gillian.
Thank you, Jim.
It is, can you believe it, 21 minutes to 10 and time has got away. Gillian, difficult question, but one I want to ask you, and I know Darren would like to know, what would you like to be remembered for? We get to this part of our life and
I'm certainly moving on in years. It might not look it.
I don't know how you've even got a driver's license.
But,
fine, Gillian, fine.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. You can have a coffee after. What would I like to be remembered for is, like Darren said, I love positive outcomes. And the lady before me, Miriam,
yes.
Her words, love, life, that's what it's about. If we can learn to appreciate, to know what each other want, the need becomes less. Because you know what, we all go, I want, but what do we really need?
Mm.
We need to have the respect, we need to have the love, the affection and the appreciation for other people. So what I'd like to be remembered for is for making the difference for everybody to be included when it comes to Alive 90.5. And I think where we are now, we're almost there. We never reach that pinnacle, but we can walk towards it, and that's exactly what. And to see this today, Darren, for his time that he puts in here, for you to come in, for Mario, for people to come back to the nest, like I said in the beginning.
Back to the family.
And I can thank God and the lady again, Miriam. Yes. God is my ruler, and that's why I operate from my heart.
That's fantastic. And thanks for sharing that with us this morning. Gillian, how can people get involved with our station? I mean, it's a two-part question. How can they get involved, number one, and sponsorship or investments and different things? And secondly, young people, can they get involved with the radio station? Because I wish I was young and had the opportunity to be involved. And I know there are programs.
I believe if we don't have young people in the station, we're dead. And that's when I came in, and no disrespect to the people at the time, 18 years ago, to me it looked like an old man's club. And it was, if you didn't have the time, you'd come in, you share your time on air because it's something I need to do. We have wonderful people that have been here for a long time now, they're older folk, and I thank them for their time. But young people is the future. So yes, for sure, like these two young ladies that were here this morning, that's where we need to go to, is to build them up from that. And I can honestly say the amount of inquiries from students that have been doing work experience with us, I've had three this week asking if they can come back, if they can get somebody to do voiceovers for them because they're doing the year 12 program, whatever they, you know.
So you're saying parents listening to this show and young people may be able to apply for work experience here?
Yes, definitely. Oh, we don't have a station manager, so there's a lot of things that we need to build. But the way to get in touch with us, we have an amazing website. Again, our IT department, led by Darren, has put that together. Jump on that website. It's got all the information you need. Ring us at the station, which is 9686388. Let that number resonate in your heart and your head. 9686388. Our website is alive905.com.au. Jump on. We've got everything out there. We have our Twitter, we have Facebook, and our Connect group is doing amazing things to get us out to be no longer the best kept secret of the Hills, Cumberland and Parramatta.
And we can do outside broadcasts.
We can. You know what? You ask us, nothing's impossible. And I must say the board of Alive 90.5 are willing and able to do more and more every time we are asked to do what we can.
You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight, and we have our chairperson, Gillian Stricker, in our studio. Absolutely wonderful that you would join us this morning, particularly since it's our first show back, my first show back for 5 years, and welcome me with such openness and friendship. I thank you personally for that, Gillian.
Thank you, Jim. And we're going to have a fun time from here on. And anybody want to come on board, we're happy to have you.
Well, we're going to go out on a song. What are we going to go out on, Darren?
Well, it's Jillian's choice.
Well, this is like a dream. And there's a song by B.B. Winans, and if you listen to it, it's coming from Martin Luther King and what happened at that time. We're living in those times all over again. Let's listen to it. It's called I Have a Dream.
Well, let's go and do that at 10 minutes to 10.
Alive 90.5.
Five score years ago,
a great American
sign can proclaim we know. The emancipation that brought a beacon light of hope. Plenty of slaves who had been seared called Negro. A flame of injustice, and now 100 years have passed. And now today we must face a true and tragic fact. The Negro is still not free, and though impossible it seems, I have Constitution reads and gives the promise that all men be guaranteed pursuit of happiness, right of life and liberty. The check of independence, cash and decree. But it is obvious America's a fall. Thrown on his promises, gave citizens of all. And now we must demand our right to be free. Cause I have a dream. I have a dream. A dream that one day black boys and black girls will join hands, white boys and girls, and we'll stand. Fatal to deny equality. The autumn of freedom, the year 1963. But a beginning, not the end of what will be. But there is something I must say to my people who stand on the threshold into the palace where we go. Must not be guilty of violence and wrongdoing.